It's 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Van Christo Radio Theater. Tonight we begin a brand new series.
Now, Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case history.
Let's join radio's great comedian, Fred Allen, for a visit to Allen's Alley before we return to tonight's story.
Well, Mr. Moody, tell me, has this cold epidemic hit your farm?
My wife had a nasty cold.
You call a doctor?
Yeah. Go down quick. Give her sulfur and molasses. Put in too much sulfur.
Well, how can you tell he gave her too much sulfur?
When my wife sits in the dark, she glows.
The inimitable Fred Allen and the members of Allen's Alley. Recall the golden days of radio whenever you like with your own phonograph. Introduce your young people to some of the wonderful programs of the pre-TV era. Van Christo offers you great moments in radio, a chance to sample some of the best, the funniest, the most dramatic of radio's golden days. Jack Benny narrates nearly an hour of radio recollections and the actual voices and sounds from the great shows. Great Moments in Radio is yours for just $4.95 in check or money order to Great Moments in Radio, Van Christo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston. Please yourself and help support the Van Christo Radio Theater at the same time. Send your check or money order for $4.95 to Great Moments in Radio, Van Christo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston. Now to the first episode of our new series on Van Christo Radio Theater.
Tonight, Gangbusters presents the case of the Broadway bandits who scooped up a fortune in silver coins until they learned that small change could add up to disclosure and death.
Gangbusters has asked the Honorable John J. Sullivan, former Chief of Detectives and Deputy Police Commissioner, New York City Police Department, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Chief Sullivan, I understand you've brought one of the persons involved in tonight's case here to the studio with you.
Yes, Don, but let's save our guest until later in the program.
All right, Chief Sullivan. Now, you've told me that the most difficult task that faces investigating detectives is not locating a particular suspect, but rather learning who that suspect is.
That's right, Don Gardner. As soon as the identity of a criminal becomes known, his arrest is inevitable. But until the police are able to make identification, their job is most difficult indeed. About a year ago, there was a series of holdups on the Upper West Side, New York City, in which detectives were unable to get any hint as to the identity of the two criminals. One night, Lieutenant Hanson, in charge of the investigation, was phoning his headquarters to learn if there were any developments in the case.
Detective Division, Sergeant Ryan.
Hello, Sergeant. Lieutenant Hanson.
Oh, nothing doing so far tonight, Lieutenant.
Good.
It's early. I think we'll hear from those boys yet.
Okay, Ryan, I'll be home if anything comes up. And, Ryan...
Yes, sir?
I've been sitting here all night trying to dope this thing out. They've been pulling a job a night for weeks. They've knocked over enough bars and liquor stores and motion picture houses. I want to grab these two men before we've got a killing on our hands.
Yeah,
well, all right, you stop by my desk as soon as you check in tomorrow. I think we'll have to try something different in this case. Something very different if we're going to hook these fish.
Look, you want to take the TV, huh? You stick a gun in the cashier, you got the dough.
Okay. But we do it my way.
Oh, what's such a problem? A little heist and you've got to make a production out of it?
Now, listen to me, Whitey. I want to make this as sure and as safe as possible. Every job we pull, we get closer to the end. It looks clear enough now.
All right, go on before there's another line.
Cover me. The cashier lets out a yell, I want to move.
What do you got a gun for?
Not the girl cashier. Stick it.
Huh. Where am I going to go?
Good evening.
Fine evening. How many, please?
How about the main picture? What time does it go on?
Last complete show begins at 9:22. Yes?
What time is it out?
12:18.
Kind of late, isn't it?
Well, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm only the cashier. If you like, I'll speak to the manager. Maybe he'll have him run the film faster.
Okay. You don't have to get wise.
I got a wise job, mister. People ask me wise questions for 8 hours. I try to give them wise answers. Now, how many tickets do you want?
There's one thing more. What do you do when you get through here?
I pull a double feature over my head and go to sleep.
I'll be waiting outside for you.
This place has 18 exits. I wish you luck.
A long shot player from way back.
There's a bar down the street. Mario.
I'll be there.
10:30.
At 10:30.
The name is Kay. Kay Lewis.
Okay, Kay. Mario.
If you don't want a ticket, buddy, let somebody in there that does.
Oh, sure. Help yourself. 10:30.
Some people come to the picture show to talk, buddy.
What happened? I was ready. What happened?
We're going back to the joint. I'll meet you there.
Look, what's the matter? We were...
Hey, what?
You didn't go sour on this deal because of that cash.
I went sour on it. That's the reason.
Now, look here.
Go on, I'll meet you home. Got a date with her.
You what?
See you later.
Hmm. Enjoy yourself, Romeo.
I intend to.
So, that's all there is to it. Dayton wasn't big enough for me. I had to have New York. You know when they say get lost? They're talking about me.
New York big enough?
My New York? My New York is a walk from the room, a sandwich at the drugstore, and 8 hours in a cashier's booth. Well, that covers me. What's your complaint?
No complaints.
Oh, Matt, everybody's got complaints. Everybody. What about you? What about your job?
I don't like what I'm doing, but I'm stuck with it. Still not worth talking about.
There's lots of things to do.
Not in my line.
What are you, a tax agreement?
How about another drink?
Later, thanks. I'm curious.
Not important.
What?
I'm a salesman.
Full of brush man?
Not exactly.
Well, who cares? Look, by way of information, I don't go out with everybody who buys a ticket from me.
Well, I didn't buy a ticket. You remember?
I just wanted to get the record straight. Still trying to figure out why I said okay.
I figured out why I asked you. Maybe it's the same reason you said okay.
Maybe it's the same reason I left Dayton.
Wish you were back there?
I wish...
What do you wish?
Oh, what happens? Does some little guy pull a switch to turn it on? Is that what makes things start up inside of two people at the same time?
As long as it happens, what difference does it make, huh?
I guess how it starts isn't as important as how it ends. Oh, that little guy who pulls the switch is a devil. He turns off one, leaves it on in the other. I know. He left the switch on in me once before.
Well, maybe the little guy can't help himself, Kay. Lots of things can happen.
Let's try not to let anything happen.
Nothing will, if I can help it.
Look at us. One drink apiece and we're practically tied up in a knot.
Not the drink, and you know it.
Here now. This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship, Matt. I guess you'll know sooner or later.
What?
It's awful. I've got hay fever.
Who cares?
Now, it sounds like nothing, but come August 15th, I get to look like a sight. It's terrible.
Don't worry about it.
You don't have any secrets?
No. None that's important. Look, I...
Matt?
What?
You're not married?
No. Are you off at 10:30 every night?
Yeah.
How about tomorrow night at 10:30? Right here at Mario's?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I'll be waiting for you. Hello, Whitey.
Well, Matt, how's the cashier?
All right.
Honest to Joe, I can't figure you out. Passing up a job we had laid out perfect just because you take a shine to a tomato? Daughter! You didn't put a gun on it because you were ashamed or something?
I'm telling you when and where, Whitey. I said that box office wasn't a good idea, believe me.
Maybe for you it wasn't. For me, it was okay.
Look, the end is coming, I know. I don't want to rush it, Eddie.
Oh, what are you always saying about the end for? We've been working for years if you start pulling phony deals right with that dame tonight.
That's enough about it.
Yeah? What, are you in love or something?
Okay.
Something like this you can never tell about. Glad to get wise, jam us up good.
That's my worry, Whitey.
Oh, his worry. Now, what do you think I am, a hunk of clay or something? I can land in Sing Sing as well as the next guy.
All right.
And I ain't ready to retire yet. I got some fun to have. What's the use of talking about it? I guess you found out quick enough she wasn't for you.
I'm seeing her again tomorrow night.
You're kidding.
I'll let you know when I'm kidding.
All right, if that's the way it is, I had enough. I'm through.
As long as I say so, you'll stick.
Yeah? Well, I'll show you how long.
Wait. Let go of me. Sit down.
Okay. Now, take it easy.
You got your reasons for being in this. I got mine. Mine is I'm stuck. Can't find a way out. Neither of us want to get jammed up. Do what I tell you, we'd be okay.
She goes for you, you think? Big romance. Well, tell her what you do for a living and what you are. See how fast she drops
it. I'll handle her. Leave it at that. I got an easy take lined up for tomorrow night. We'll do it.
I thought you were seeing her.
I am, later.
Well, at least it's still business before pleasure.
That's right, Whitey. Business before pleasure.
So, Don, the criminal Matt Wallach embarked on what usually proves to be an impossible feat. He was attempting to temper his life of crime by seeking the company of a woman whose reaction he knew would be violent when she learned the truth. And when she did learn the truth, her reaction went even beyond the wildest bounds of Matt Wallach's imagination.
We'll return to tonight's episode of Gangbusters on Van Christo Radio Theater in just a few moments.
Der Zauberlehrling. Hat der alte Hexenmeister sich doch einmal wegbegeben? Und nun sollen seine Geister auch
nach... That's right. The last thing is even well, my company.
When you're trying to do business for someone, it pays to speak their language. In fact, it pays so well that smart businessmen make sure their advertising agency talks the language of their customers.
Design guys.
They have to be designed. Yes, that's basically what I'm looking for. And then the main problem is exactly how do we reach them? I mean, what will... Like if your customers are engineers, then you speak to them in engineering.
The product is good, and we want to know exactly how we're going to be able to market it.
Now, you started test marketing first in Seattle, right?
That's correct.
What was the response demographic?
Or if they're in packaged goods, you speak to them and
that's
market
it. That's talking about, those wide-angle shots. Right up from the heel, tight on the bell.
Well, once come the shirts, up... you know, the layouts that we had last week, baby.
Let me get them.
If they're hit, you hit them back. In spades. At Van Christo Associates, we know the languages of doing business. We know who to talk to, how to reach them, what to tell them, and how to say it to sell it. Van Christo Associates Advertising, Boston.
And now, back to Gangbusters. You were telling us, Chief Sullivan, that New York City detectives were seeking two men in connection with a string of armed robberies on the west side of Uptown Manhattan.
That's right, Don. And in the course of police investigation into the case, Lieutenant Hanson struck upon an idea and was talking it over with Sergeant Ryan.
Well, it could work, Lieutenant. We just might get a line on them that way.
There's a chance we will.
Yeah, maybe.
We've got a good enough description of the two of them.
Every place they've made, they've gotten themselves a lot of small change. They haven't overlooked a nickel. If they've got it, they're going to spend it.
I'll get men on it right away, Lieutenant. We'll see how it works out.
Ah, isn't this better than that? Isn't this better than breathing that smoke all night at Marriott's?
As long as you're here, baby, it's fine. I just don't like park benches in general. It's plagued me all my life.
Is that a battleship or a cruiser out there?
What difference does it make? The war's over.
I was just wondering.
You wonder about a lot of things, don't you?
The wondering kid from Dayton, that's me.
You still wondering about me?
You're first on my list. After you come to battleships and cruisers.
Nothing to wonder about, Kay.
Lots of things you haven't told me. You're holding out.
Am I?
You know you are.
Well, some things are trade secrets, baby. Some things you don't even tell your mother.
You'd tell me.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
I said let's talk about something else.
The boats and the river are very pretty at night. I also like the way the lights from Palisades Park reflect on the water. Don't you like the way the lights from Palisades Park reflect on the water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, bad.
I'm a little mixed up, baby. Forgive me, huh?
Sure, I'll forgive you.
Well, Matt, what are you doing here? Hello, Whitey.
Honest to Joe, you run into people in the strangest places. I said to myself, Whitey, it's a nice night to take a walk along the river. And I run into you. How about that?
How about it?
Don't I get an introduction to the lady?
Kay Lewis, Whitey Brink.
How do you do?
Oh, I do fine. Fine. Matter of fact, Matt and I do fine together. We're partners, you know. Right, Matt?
Well, it was nice seeing you, Whitey.
Are you a salesman, too?
Am I a salesman, too? Didn't I tell you we were partners? I'm the persuader, he's the convincer. We do great together, don't we?
I can imagine.
Hey, car's over there, Whitey. Wait there for me. I'll drive you home.
Hey, look, man, I like company the same as the next guy. I got a bottle on my hip.
I'm waiting in the car.
Huh? Okay, I'll wait in the car. So long. Nice to have met.
Yeah. Very nice.
You got such a bad guy. He likes to talk.
All salesmen do, with one exception.
Why, he's not really a salesman. He's just handy to have around. He likes to talk big.
Yeah, I understand.
You don't understand a thing. Come on, let's get out of here.
Why don't you take Whitey home? You told him you would.
Well, what about you?
I haven't made up my mind yet whether that's a cruiser or a battleship. I'd like to study it for a while.
All right. Have it your way.
Matt?
Yes?
Wait. What difference does it make? Battleship or cruiser? Would you like to drive me home?
Sure, I would.
Then let's go.
Well, go on, Matt. Say it. I've been waiting since you took her home, waiting for you to say it. Sure, I followed you to the pond. Go on, say it.
Oh, shut up.
What do you think you are? Better than me or something? What gives you that idea? You want to know what I think? I think you're worse than me.
Okay, I'm worse than you.
I'm a gunman and I love it. They could stick me away for 20 years and I'd come out and do the same thing. And you hate me and you hate yourself for being what you are. You can't change it, brother. You might as well make up your mind to squeeze every nickel out of every sucker in town and enjoy it while it's squeezing is good.
All right, let's go home and hit the sack.
Yeah. I guess we had enough for one. Oh, I knew you'd get jammed up. I knew it.
All right, shut up and listen to me. I'm not jammed up, Whitey. I'm through with her. The best thing all around, especially for her. She don't know it, but tonight was the finish. If I'm going to be a rod guy, I might as well be a good one. Good ones don't have time for square dames.
Well, now you're getting some sense.
Well, let's get home and talk. Got work to map out.
Now, let me get this straight, Mr. Sergeant. You want me to watch out these two guys when I wrote it down how they look, eh?
That's right, Angelo.
Hey, and if two guys look like this come in here and start to buy drinks with nickels, dimes, quarters, and so forth, I'm going to call the station house. Is that right, Mr. Sergeant?
That's about it.
Good. One more thing, Sergeant. These two guys who come into my place, excuse me, customer. Gentlemen, what are they tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, we'd like
okay,
to...
Okay, everybody, get them up.
Hey!
Get them up.
Drop those guns.
Cop, shoot, Whitey.
Drop that gun, boys! Down here, Whitey! Hold! 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 The one's dead, Lieutenant. I'm sure I hit the other one. I couldn't shoot any more on account of the pedestrian.
Well, keep the men looking around the neighborhood, Sergeant. Meantime, we'll get all the hospitals notified to be on the lookout for a man with a gunshot wound.
Well, if he is hit, he won't get far.
Any identification on the dead one?
He had a wallet in his pocket. There was a card in it. Gives an address up on Amsterdam Avenue. Few keys, little change.
Okay, we'll check on that Amsterdam Avenue address. The other one might be headed there.
Kay. Kay, it's me. Matt. Open up, will you, Kay?
Oh, no.
Oh, hurt, baby. Hurt bad.
Let me help you inside.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, Matt. You all right? What happened? What happened to you?
I hurt bad. Easy, will you, baby? Easy.
All right. On the couch.
There. Better. Much better.
You need a doctor.
No, I don't need a doctor. Don't get a doctor.
What happened?
I didn't want to get you involved, baby. I didn't know where to go.
I'll take care of you, Matt. What happened?
Well, I got in a fight. It doesn't hurt too much. It's just kind of dizzy.
Let's see that shoulder.
All right. Save it. Easy. Easy, honey. That's when you touch it.
Matt. Yeah. This is a bullet wound.
Yes, it's a bullet wound. Guy had a gun.
You need a doctor.
I don't want a doctor. I told you.
It'll get infected.
Well, fix it, baby. You got some iodine. You got some cotton. Fix it.
I'm not going to make it worse.
Fix it, will you?
All right.
Kay.
Yeah?
Come here, baby.
Just sooner that fix, the better.
Hold my hand, will you? Yeah. I'm nuts about you, baby. I've been nuts about you from the first minute.
You know, it's the same with me.
It wasn't any fight, honey.
I know it. You're in trouble. You and Whitey.
Whitey's troubles are over.
Oh.
I wish mine were.
No, don't say that. You can stay for yourself.
Yeah, we walked right there. The cop was inside the place. We pulled
like... Right back there, isn't
it? Yeah. Honey, if the shoulder comes out okay, I got a little dough on me, a few hundred. We could go south someplace, huh? Start all over again, you and me? Start all over again tonight and write?
Of course, sir. When you feel better.
You come with me, won't you, baby? Won't you?
We'll talk about it. When you feel better, we'll talk about it.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Ryan.
I was just going to the call box to phone you.
Well?
They both worked here, all right. The other one's name's Matt Wallach. He hasn't shown up yet.
No, I suppose he knows. We're waiting here. What'd you find out about him?
The landlady couldn't tell me much. Confirmed the description, that's about all. I sent her down to identify Whitey Brink's body.
Anything else?
Well, the fellow was the room next door. He said the two of them have been arguing quite a lot lately. About a girl. Wallach's girl.
That's interesting.
Her first name's Kay. He heard to mention she's a cashier someplace. A movie house, you think?
Well, I want a line on that girl by noon tomorrow. Come on. Let's have a look upstairs.
It's all right, Kay. I'm awake. What time is it?
Almost noon. How do you feel?
Lousy.
I don't wonder. You'll need a doctor sooner or later, Matt. I think the bullet's still in there.
There's only one hole, babe. It sure didn't come out, that's it.
Are you hungry?
No, you have to be at work, don't you?
No, that's all right. Matt, I thought over going away with you. I didn't sleep last night thinking about it.
Well?
If you go, and if you want me to go with you, all right.
Baby.
But if we went south or someplace, it'd be the same thing all over again, wouldn't it? They'd chase you here, they'd chase you there. There wouldn't be any other way to get along except to do and why you did.
Guess not.
What happens when they find you?
Hey, now, wait a minute.
No, what happens?
Oh, 10 years, if I'm lucky, five, maybe.
They'll get you sometime. Maybe even today.
All right. Bound to come.
Why don't you get it over with? Get it over with and stop the chase. Aren't you tired of this journey and running?
Yeah, but I don't relish even 5 years. Everything will be changed. I'll be changed. You'll be gone. I can't ask anybody to wait 5 years, even 1 year.
If it'll help, we can get married.
Before?
If you'll let it.
Oh, what good would it do? Me in, you out. No, I'll go someplace, get a fresh start.
All right. If you'd rather. I'll go any place with you.
Would you really marry me?
I said I would.
And then see me go away for all that time? Oh, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
You know something? Maybe I'm crazy, too.
Oh, Matt. It's better this way, Matt, please.
Watch my shoulder, honey.
Sorry.
You know, ever since I got in this thing, I've been looking for a way out. I'm not hollering that I've been a bad boy and can't find a way to be good. It's just an awful mess. Thanks, honey, for showing me the way out.
You're welcome.
I guess more guys would do the same thing. They had something to hope for.
And this is Lieutenant Hanson, miss.
What can I do for you?
They said that you were the man I was to see.
Your name is Kay Lewis?
That's right. Kay Lewis.
You came to tell us where Matt Wallach is.
How?
We just traced your name. As a matter of fact, I was just starting out to see you.
He's at my place. He's hurt. He wants to turn himself in. He really does. He He could have gone south. He could have gone anything. He wants to get straightened out.
Have you talked him into getting up?
He made up his own mind.
All right. Let's go see him.
There's a couple of squads waiting, Lieutenant.
The man wants to give himself up, Sergeant. He doesn't need squads. Come on, Stokely.
Yes, sir.
Well, Don, that was the end of another gang of bandits. Thanks to the influence of a sensible girl, the work of the police was made easier, and at least one criminal is on his way toward rehabilitation.
Stay tuned when host Don Gardner and Chief Sullivan return with their special guest on Van Cristo Radio Theater. Well, it's time now for our Radio Buff contest. Last week, we asked you a question to which the answer was Don Amici, the famous announcer acting as a straight man for W.C. Fields. Don Amici and our winner last week, Fred Wilkinson of Smith Avenue in Lexington, who will soon be receiving a copy of Orson Welles' famous production of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. Now, for the possibility that you may win a copy of this production, here is our question on the Radio Buff contest for this week. The brief bit of introduction you will hear in a few moments was the start of a famous radio adventure series, followed by many. The series continues today as a newspaper comic strip. What is its name?
Quaker Puffwheat Sparkies brings you...
Yes, what was it that Quaker Puffwheat Sparkies presented? Will you tell us the name, please, of that famous radio adventure series which today still continues as a newspaper comic strip? Mail your answer before this Tuesday midnight to the Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. We'll draw one winner from all the correct entries received. The judge's decision is final. Mail your answer now to Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. Now, once again, here is your host, Don Gardner.
Well, Chief Sullivan, you've brought a special guest to our Gangbuster studio tonight.
She's right here, Don, and she came to the studio for a very good reason. But I'll let her tell you about that herself. The young lady of the script, Miss Kay Lewis. Meet Don Gardner, Kay.
Hello, Mr. Gardner.
Well, how do you do, Kay? I'd say, judging from what Chief Sullivan has just told me, you have something important to tell our Gangbusters listeners. So won't you go right ahead, please?
All right, Mr. Gardner. You see, when I found out that Matt Wallet wasn't a salesman, as he said, I was completely confused. I couldn't understand why he had treated me so well when all the time he was just a gunman. I thought it over for a while. Then I realized he was more than just that. Matt was a human being like anybody else. If he gave himself up, I knew there was a good chance that someday he could start all over again. So I talked to him about it. Fortunately, he agreed with me. Now, I just wish there was some way I could speak to every person who's in the same position that Matt was. I'd like to make each one understand he's cheating himself out of those things which his unearned money was supposed to buy. He can never have any freedom or security. He'll never escape the torture of knowing that he'll be chased and hunted like an animal, wherever he goes, and for the rest of his life.
Well, thank you, Miss Kay Lewis, for coming here tonight and bringing us this very important message. And thank you, Chief Sullivan, for a most exciting police case history. Our congratulations to all the police officers who helped bring this case to a conclusion. Gangbusters! Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweets, with Frank Reddick and Mercedes McCambridge in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
Until we meet again next week, when I bring you another story in the night, this is Van Cristo reminding you that the extent of your own imagination is unlimited. One purpose of these programs is to help you exercise those imaginative powers. I hope we've succeeded. Good night.